programme today do you think is a good idea? 0800 111 4041 is the number to call. The Police Fire and Crime Commissioner oversaw the running of Essex Police, its finances, and all of that kind of stuff. And his name is Roger Hurst. He is the current Police Fire and Crime Commissioner. And I started our conversation by asking whether he knew this was coming.
Not at all. It was a complete shock. And I think whilst here in Essex, we've known for a while that the role of Police Fire and Crime Commissioner would be subsumed into the mayor, it was really the rhetoric that went round it that was so surprising. In the past, we've sort of had the story that we're going to have mayors because directly elected officials have been so effective that we want to have more of them and more mayors. Now they're saying it's a failed model. And I think it rather undermines their own logic, and particularly when they're talking about doing this to save money on elections, which strikes me as a very strange way forward.
Why is that?
Well, they're going to have elections for mayors anyway. And they could easily, as has happened before, have aligned PCC elections to other local government elections and saved the money that way. But they're talking about saving £100 million by doing this. You know, they cancelled the county council elections last year. They're now cancelling all future PCC elections. Makes one wonder what hope we really have of having a general election in 2029.
What do you make of what the minister said about the model of the PCCs weakening local police accountability and not really hitting with the public in terms of a lot of people being unaware that your role even existed?
Well, I think that we know in Essex that's just not true. I mean, I have got a recognition factor of well over 30%. And I don't think I should be taking lectures from government, which actually was elected on only 33% of the popular vote. Yet last time we had an election that was actually coterminous with local elections, i.e. 2021, so you actually do a direct comparison, I got more votes than all the winning councillors put together. So I think that their argument there is just amazingly weak.
Is it though, Roger? Is it that? I mean, respectfully, 30%. You know, getting, you know, only 30% of people knowing who you are. The voting turnout was low. You mentioned about, you know, winning the election, but you know, I put it to you that a lot of people in Essex wouldn't have known your role or who you
all
are.
All of the winning councillors put together.
Yeah, but I put it to you that a lot of people in Essex wouldn't know who you are or what your role actually was after all this time.
I think I'm afraid that when I walk into a pub, people quite often say, "Are you Roger Hurst?" yeah, maybe one in three isn't as many as you'd like it to be. But equally well, what are we going to have going forward? So what they're talking about now, they're not saying the work doesn't need doing, okay? They're just saying they don't want to have elections. So the way forward is either a deputy mayor for police, fire and crime, which is the model which is being proposed here for Essex under the current mayoralty, or where there's no mayor, a police board made up of council leaders who have to appoint a full-time person charged with governance. Now, everyone, of course, does know the name of the Mayor of London. We all know that. I would challenge you right now to name me the Deputy Mayor for Police and Crime in London, or indeed her predecessor who was in place for 8 years.
So what you're saying is you're
going to get more anonymous than it is at the moment. And it's going to cost more because they'll have to pay professionals to do the job as opposed to having volunteers like me who want to do it for a political reason and do it as a voice of the public.
You were still getting paid though, Roger. It was quite an expensive role, wasn't it?
But a lot less than you know, the rule of thumb is that politicians get paid roughly a third less than the equivalent professional.
That's part one of my chat with Roger Hurst. His argument, you know, his recognition was more than a lot of other the recognition of police, fire and crime commissions, but does the notion that 30% of people in Essex knew who he was and what he did mean that the role was justified? We'll hear more from him shortly. Your thoughts, welcome. 0800 111 4041 is the number to call.
Similarly, on domestic abuse, we put ourselves forward to be part of an early trial on domestic abuse perpetrator programs called the DRIVE program. It's really worked. We've rolled it out. Domestic abuse in this county is now down by nearly 20%. It's still rising in some other areas of the country, but that is now being rolled out by this government. So this isn't about politics or what colour is your PCC relative to the government? This is being rolled out by this government across the rest of the country. Under my aegis, we have seen Essex Police reach its highest ever strength, 905 more cops than when I came in. We have halved murder, we have halved burglary, we've reduced antisocial behaviour by nearly two-thirds, and we are working really hard to reduce vehicle crime and shoplifting. Those are big issues right now, I know, but I'd much rather they were issues than murder and knife crime, thank you.
Let's just play you a bit of what Chris Vince has got to say. Obviously, you'll know Chris as your opponent in Police and Crime Commissioner elections a couple of times. Now Labour MP for Harlow. Just want you to respond to what he's got to say on this.
It leads me, as the only Essex MP in the chamber at the moment, to put on record my thanks to Roger Hurst, the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex. I had the pleasure of standing against Roger in two elections, but I know, although we may differ on political views, he's always been really dedicated to supporting the police and also tackling crime in Essex.
How do you feel about what your opponent that said there?
Well, I think I have to be grateful, don't I? Because those are very kind words. But I think all it shows is that, you know, we need to, when we get elected to act on behalf of all of the people. Chris is now the MP for Harlow. I work really well with him and with Harlow Council, which is a Conservative council, but also with the other MPs across the county. We have five Labour, we have two Reform, we have one Lib Dem, we have 10 Conservatives. I work with them all to make sure that we deliver better, improved safety for the public of this county.
Finally, Roger, what's obviously your police, fire and crime commission? We do it a bit differently in Essex. You took fire under the wing as well. So are you aware of what happens to the fire element? Because it's just PCCs that are being scrapped.
So PCCs and PFCCs are being abolished. And we asked those questions of the minister yesterday, and she was very clear that fire and rescue follow the same route as policing. So in this county, it will therefore be, we have mayoral elections next May. The mayor will then appoint, in due course, a deputy mayor for police, fire and crime. And that role, my understanding from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, is that my role will be subsumed into the mayoralty by the appointment of that deputy mayor as of the 1st of April 2027.
And what do you do next, Roger? Do you fancy a bit of that deputy mayor role? Do you fancy being part of that setup?
I certainly intend to find some other way of serving the public of this great county, because I love Essex, and there's a lot to do here to continue to try and improve people's life.
Well, that's the outgoing Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex, Roger Hurst from 2020.